Friendly fire, Blackout Tuesday posts are drowning out Black Lives Matter social media posts. By Lucas Nolan on June 2, 2020. To show support for the Black Lives Matters movement, social media users began sharing images of black squares across the hashtag Black Lives Matter and hashtag BLM hashtags on multiple platforms, in many cases preventing information about protests and organizational donations from being seen. The Verge reports that recently workers in the music industry organized Blackout Tuesday in an attempt to have people show solidarity with the Black Lives Matter cause. The idea was to post a photo of a black square to social media profiles. But now the hashtag Black Lives Matter and hashtag BLM hashtags, which were being used to share photos and videos of incidents, information about protests, and organized donations, have now been inundated with photos of black squares, preventing information from being readily available. Many involved in the movement quickly began to see the issues with the posting of the black squares. Singer Kehlani and rapper Chuck English called out the problem, retweeting videos of an Instagram feed which appeared to be nearly entirely blacked out. The original poster of the video of the blacked out Instagram feed wrote, "Once you click on the BLM hashtag, you're directed to an overflow of black images, instead of other more useful content people could look at for information." Another user stated that the hashtag was counterproductive, amplify black voices without silencing the movement. Others encouraged anyone posting the black square to remove the hashtag Black Lives Matter and hashtag BLM hashtags from their posts. Twitter user Anthony James Williams wrote, "Stop posting black squares under the hashtag Black Lives Matter hashtag on Instagram. It is intentionally and unintentionally hiding critical information we are using on the ground and online. Tell me how this helps black folk. It doesn't, and it in fact makes things a lot worse. Tell your friends and fam to stop." The idea for Blackout Tuesday was originally started by two black women working in the music industry. Jamila Thomas, the senior director of faux marketing at Atlantic Records, and Brianna Agumong, a former Atlantic executive and senior artist campaign manager at Platoon. Posting to the hashtag the show must be paused, Thomas and Agumong asked members of the music industry to take a beat for an honest, reflective, and productive conversation about what actions we need to collectively take to support the black community. At their website theshowmustbepaused.com, the pair wrote, "The music industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. An industry that has profited predominantly from black art. Our mission is to hold the industry at large, including major corporations plus their partners who benefit from the efforts, struggles and success of black people accountable." Breitbart News has reported extensively on the protests and riots across the country following the recent death of George Floyd. Follow the live wire here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.